cioè, è proprio un problema di quasi mi va più però.
Okay, let's start. Let's see who we've got on the phone. So, EG Rocks, Asia Pacific?
Hi Nick, this is Min.
Hi Min. Central Europe? Okay, Germany, Switzerland?
Hi Nick, it's Clemens on the line and there's also Helmut for Gigas.
Okay, hi Clemens. Okay. France. Anybody from France on the line? Okay, anybody from Italy?
Hi Nick, this is Paolo and there is also Alessandro.
North Europe. Do we have Jules or Pierre? No, okay. Anybody from the Russian Rock?
Hi, this is Lev Shamarin from Moscow.
Hi, Lev. Anybody from Southeast Europe?
Hi, this is Kostas.
Hi, Kostas. Anybody from Southwest Europe? Do we have Kai? Okay, anybody from UK Ireland? Okay. Do we have anybody from the OSCT? Okay, let's go down the tier ones. So I guess you're representing ASGC, Min, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Do we have anybody for BNL? No, okay, we've got several people for CERN, I'll put them in the minutes. Do we have anybody from Fermilab?
Joe Kaiser from Fermilab.
Hi, Joe. Okay, for Gridcar, is that you, Clemens?
Yes, it's me. And there's also Doris, I think, on the line.
And who else, sorry?
There's also Doris, I think, on the line. I'm not sure.
Doris, okay. Do we have anybody from IN2P3?
Okay.
Sorry, who was that?
Виктор Адмирал here, Moscow.
Ah, okay, all right. Do we have anybody, where were we? IN2P3, anybody from IN2P3? No. INFN, is that you, Paolo, Alessandro?
Yes, 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 of course.
NDGF, anybody from NDGF?
Hi, this is Ture from NDGF.
Hi, Ture. Okay, from anybody from PIC? Do we have Gonzalo? Okay, anybody from RAL?
Hi, Nick, it's Derek Ross and Matt Hodges.
Hi there. Anybody from SARA?
Hi, Nick. This is Jules. I just joined for NA Rock also.
Okay. Are you representing SAR also, or do you have...
Yes, I'm representing SAR also.
And do we have anybody from NICEV? I'm never quite sure whether we should count those as one site or not. It seems to vary.
Same build.
Okay. Can we count you for NICEV as well, Jules?
Yes, of course. Yep. Yeah.
Okay. And finally, anybody from Triumph?
Yeah, this is Rod.
Hi, Rod. Excellent. Okay. So, let's get on with the show.
Nick, I'm sorry. It's Martin Radetzky speaking from Central Rock.
Ah, hi, Martin.
Hello.
Okay. Okay, right. So, first one after Chep. So, hopefully it's been a bit quiet. Grid, so we'll start with EG items. And actually, any feedback from the minutes of the last meeting? Nope, fine. Okay, so EG items, grid operator on duty handover, going from UK, Ireland and CERN to Italy and Russia. I didn't see any handover logs, which I assume means it's all been very quiet. Does anybody, any of the involved operations teams have any questions?
Yes. Russia has some questions. Just now, we have 40 expired tickets from the last week. They did not treat it. They have not treated yet.
Okay.
Tickets from last Monday till last Friday. More than that, we have 50 new error alarms, which arose from 11 August 11.
Wow.
And I saw mails in line of second duty from the last week. I could not see any activity from CERN code team. What does it mean?
Okay, do we have... I'm not sure. It was, okay, with the person that was on duty last week, we don't have, is on things on vacation or at a conference. I don't know, do we have the UK Island ROC or COD team online?
Hi Nick, it's Derek. I was doing some of the kick on duty stuff.
Okay, did you see, was it busy last week? Did you see a lot of, or is it just a big backlog building?
I don't think it wasn't, didn't seem that busy. I mean, I didn't manage to get all the tickets finished on Friday, but there wasn't maybe 10 or so left over.
Okay.
Excuse me, on Friday, this is not only on Friday, this is...
Yeah, I was just talking about the lead team rather than the backup team. Mm. So.
Okay, we'll chase that up with the CERN ROC to find out if there was a... So basically it sounds like there was a very big backlog that's now passed over to the Russian team, is that right? Is that what the Russian team is saying, that there was a lot of untreated alarms last week? Is that right?
No, Russian... our code shift is since today.
No, exactly. What I'm saying is that it sounds like the CERN ROC, the CERN COD team didn't treat the tickets. So now you have to do... Basically, they've fallen to you because now you're on duty.
Right.
Okay, so we'll chase it up with the CERN COD team and find out. Unfortunately, they're not here, so we can't ask them directly. But we'll chase that up offline. Okay, are there any other questions from any of the teams involved? Okay, so I didn't see a lot of... items cropping up on the reports, but so there's this item, the migration to SL4 worker nodes for the tier ones, and this should now, in theory, although we didn't get reports from all of the tier ones, but in theory, all of the tier ones should now be providing at least a significant fraction of their worker nodes on SL4 or some binary equivalent, binary compatible. Are there any of the tier ones that have not been able to meet this, just so that everybody is aware of it?
Hi, Nick, Pierre speaking from CCI and TP3. About SL4, our cluster of SL4 worker nodes is on our tier 2, not in the tier 1. And we will speak with the VO next week, and we will decide if we put on the tier 1, if they agree with that.
Okay, so at the moment, none of the worker nodes under the tier 1 have been migrated, is that right?
We have a part of our cluster that is in SL3 and other part in SL4, but we will migrate all our worker node when all the VOs will agree with that.
Okay. Because as far as I understand, maybe Harry can correct me if I'm wrong, but it wasn't. I don't think it was said that every worker node at the tier one had to be converted. It was just that there was some commitment from each of the tier ones that they had to provide. I don't think it was necessarily every single
within one. The pledge.
Yeah. So it needs to meet the pledge.
We have something like 2,500 CPUs in SL4. That is most of our cluster.
Okay. So I mean that sounds reasonable. I, to be honest, I don't know what the individual pledges were, but to me that sounds reasonable. Okay, thanks, Pierre. By the way, is there anybody else there from the France ROC? Just so I can put them in the minute.
Yes. Besides Pierre, there's also Pierre-Emmanuel, Osman, and Rolf.
Okay, thanks, Rolf. Okay, thanks. Okay, so are there any of the other tier ones that think they have not been able to meet their pledge, their commitment, by the end of August, which is now passed? I mean, this is not necessarily for people to come and beat you up with a big stick, but it's just so that everybody is aware of the situation and can take account of it. No, okay, so we can minute that all of the tier ones think that they have met their pledge with regard to SL4 working out.
Nicholas?
Hi.
This is Joe from Fermilab.
Hi, Joe.
We updated our worker nodes last Thursday. We're all complete.
Okay. Fantastic. Excellent. Okay. Thanks, Joe. Okay. Any more comments or questions on this one? Any other tier ones with anything to say? No? Okay. We'll move on. So, EG pre-production service report. Issues from the ROCs. Some client at Cifranet has been reconfigured to use the Glite WMS command. There's an unknown problem during matchmaking of jobs directed to CE110.cern.ch, and this is under investigation. So, I think this is basically for information. Release news, Glite 3.0, update 34, into pre-production service, and is about to be fast-tracked into production. It contains a new LCG VOM cert package. So this will be coming out this week in the production service, or the production release, made available to the production service. Any questions?
Well, the well-known question. When are we going to have scientific Linux 4 version of the core of the site services?
Of the server, you mean as opposed to the worker nodes, the site, the service nodes?
Yeah.
This, I'm glancing around the table here. We don't have anybody from SA3.
There's a page that was posted 3 weeks ago that gives the update on it. With no times, but there are no times. But it does give you progress, so
so
vary in achievement. I can't give you an answer now, sorry.
So I know that the pre-CHEP WLCG operations workshop, which so last week, a week ago effectively, it looked like, I'm trying to remember which services now, I think it was the CE and the LCGC and something else were thought to be ready in around 2 weeks from now, so about around 3 weeks from then. So, and then the next ones are coming a few weeks, 2 or 3 weeks after that. Sorry, I did say, I completely forgot, I did say I'd get the somebody from SA3 to come along and give us a rundown on this. So I'll ask them to do that. Maybe what I can do is ask them to send out this. So there's a talk given by Marcus at this WLCG operations workshop. Maybe we can send out the relevant 2 or 3 slides that have the dates on, so that people can get a better idea of when these things will be coming along.
I think it's better if Marcus or the SA3 can send an official email saying that this is the date we're expecting. Instead of sending a PPT to send some dates.
Okay.
Just an email, information email, this is the date we're expecting. If something doesn't really go wrong or there's a big problem with it, we're expecting to have this version then, this, let's say, service then, so that everybody else can plan with a week or two, let's say, offset.
Okay, so I'll tell you what, I'll speak to Marcus, I'll see if I can get them to send out some plan, whether it's the slides or email or whatever, and then get them to come to the next operations meeting next week, and give us an update. Does that sound okay?
Yeah, sounds cool.
Okay, so I'll try and remember to do it this time. Okay, so... Actually, Costas, while you're on the line, I saw just before the meeting that you wanted to raise an issue at this meeting, but I didn't have a chance to read through the email to see what it was. I don't know if you wanted to...
It's in the agenda.
Pardon me?
You can see it's like EG issues number 2.
Okay.
EG issues come from the log number 2.
Okay, so I just need to update my browser. Let's see it. Okay, got it. Okay, thanks. Okay, so we'll go into that, and we'll go into the EGE issues now, coming out of the ROT report. So there was something from, we don't have anybody from Sam, but there was an issue to do with Sam. Sam jobs never completing successfully if one of the test times out or blocks or hangs. For the express queue of this particular site, The results in the SAM job running out of all clock time, so it gets killed, so there are no SAM results, and causing the site to fail the test. And we're asking, is there a way to prevent this from happening? So I've got the response from Piotr, if I can find it. Let's open it up. Of course, it's very slow. And his answer is, for the time being, now, the following timeouts for the SAM test jobs. The test timeout has a 10-minute timeout, and the job timeout has a 30-minute timeout. The first timeout is for individual tests. The second one is for the whole test job. However, all of the tests are executed in parallel, so the job timeout should never be reached unless there's a very big problem. Both of these are configurable in SAM client's config file, and can be changed if needed and agreed. So this was from the North Europe ROC. I don't know which site it is. It doesn't say how...
It's from SARA.
Yeah, it's from SARA. Do you know how long the express queue is?
It's 10 minutes.
Okay.
So
it may be failing if any of the... Well, actually, so he said the... okay, it would have been handy to get them along, but they're not in their office. So, okay, I'll pass this on to Piotr, the response. I mean, it sounds like, in theory, they're expecting all of the tests to time out after 10 minutes, but I suppose if some of them don't start immediately.
If I understand you correctly, it's at most 10 minutes. So if we just change the queue time to 50 minutes, it shouldn't be a problem.
if I understand
it
you
sounds,
correctly.
Yeah, it sounds like it should be okay.
Oh, we can try that.
Okay. Yeah, actually,
but
if you try that, then and let us know.
Yeah, so but can you forward the message from Piotr to me?
I can indeed. I'll include it in the minutes,
yeah.
And I'll also forward it to you, Jules.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Okay, thanks. Any other questions from anybody? No, okay, so we'll move on to the second issue, which is the one that's raised by Southeast Europe. Should memory size published at Bluehost main memory RAM size be per worker node or CPU core? I'm looking around the table because I have no idea. I don't know if anybody has a...
Repeat.
So it says, should memory size published in Glue host main memory RAM size be per worker node or CPU core?
It's per job slot.
Ah.
So assuming you have one job per core, then...
Okay, so per job slot. Does that answer the question, Costas, you think?
You have no idea what they mean with that.
Okay. It sounds like it's a very clear
I was mostly aiming, since this is part of the information system, which is something that the VOs use, I was aiming to get some, let's say, notes or, let's say, their comments regarding this, what they want, what they expect us to do.
They expect to find, if they match on that, they expect to find that much memory for their job. Yeah? So, if you're running 8 jobs per node, then you're quarter the amount of RAM you have.
The answer is basically you slot no matter what, how you do it. Then we let the sites decide how they do it.
Yeah.
So, okay. So how would you do it if you had... So you would divide the total RAM of the machine by this number of job slots?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. So there you go. That's the answer. If they let us know if that doesn't answer their question, Costas, and we'll try and let us know what the question really is, and we'll try and answer it.
Can we make a point that this is propagated in the relevant documentation as well? That they in the documentation or whatever.
Okay. We'll get it documented somewhere. I'm not sure where that somewhere is right at the second, but we'll get it documented and. Make it clear where it is. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, excellent. Okay, are there any other issues from the rocks or from the sites, e.g. issues? No? Okay, so we'll move on to the... Hello?
Hello, Pierre speaking. I made an announcement in the ROC reports because the next Tuesday CCI N2P3 will be done, and so the LFC for Biomed, central LFC, and also the VOM server for Biomed, EGOD, and other VOs will be done too. So.
Okay.
For how long?
During one day. We will try to make it short, but as we have different maintenance operation like networking system and electrical system, we can be sure that in less than one day this is possible. So we will try to do our best.
Okay, thanks, Pierre. So that's information. I'm not sure if any of the VOs are listening, and if those VOs are listening online, but...
They will broadcast it to the VOs.
Yeah, I assume. I assume you'll be broadcasting this.
Okay.
It's already... fine. Okay, excellent. Okay. Any other issues to raise, e.g. issues? Anybody? No. Nope.
Still, Pierre speaking.
Okay.
I've got a question from my side that concerning action 53 about the pool of accounts. I read in the minutes of grid operations meeting. I don't know, I don't remember exactly, but in August, you took a decision about Pulau Kunt. And
yeah.
This is a recommendation, but do we have to do that? And the VOs are, do the VO agree with this decision?
So the answer to both, I guess, is yes. It was, so as far as we could get responses from the VOs, it was generally agreed that for those VOs that use SGM and production accounts, that the majority seem to be in favour of pool accounts, and also from the sort of security and audit trail, this was preferred by sites as well. So that was why it was decided that would be the default. But of course, if a VO wants to have a single account, then as long as they state that they want a single account in their VOID card, then that's fine.
Do they know that if you set up a pool account, there is a restriction in simultaneous connection with different users? Because with a shared account, you can have plenty of different users connecting with this account. But the VOs must know that there is limitation if you put a pool account. I am clear.
Right. But I guess the idea was that, I mean, this is only for the SGM and production accounts, and not all VOs will use these. And the idea was anyway that these are fairly limited, used by a limited number of people. That was the idea. So it's not
okay.
I mean,
but with the role production, you can have a lot of people behind this role.
Yeah. I can't remember if this was made clear or not. I can't. It was quite a lengthy discussion, which went on for some time, so I'm not sure. I can't remember.
I think that we have to discuss this history of Pulau Kunt and capabilities behind a role, and how VO can communicate what they want, and how a site can communicate what they implemented.
I think that was an issue discussed after GDB, and the VOID card was selected as the area where the VO declares how many of the roles defined in the VO should correspond to accounts at the site. And every VO was prompted to update their VOID card to put there what they want to decide to configure. We had the site as well is now equipped, instead of the YAIM siteinfo.dev file, with a new tool that takes automatically from the VOID card the information on groups and roles, and configures full accounts at the site. This tool was written by Dimitar Shiyatsky, who was working here. I think that was the latest information. I don't know if it was announced in this.
So I can say to my site that the VOID card is a reference for that.
Yes, you should definitely say to the VOs you support that if they have not put up to date their VOID card, then they will not have sites configured properly, not only your site,
mm-hmm.
but no site. And this is something that I personally have broadcasted to all possible VOs via the VO managers group of Frederic Saer, and all the VOs that I know, because they are supported on the CERN server. So I think there has been a lot of publicity via various channels.
Okay.
And the latest information on this should come from release updates that come out of the YIMA people, because now they point to the new tool, and also from the VO managers group of Frederic Soer, because when every step of the way we mail to that mailing list, which is an open list. I don't know if all people that should be informed that have subscribed, but we don't know where else to email.
In France, most of sites are using Quatter, so this YEM tools is not very useful for them. But this is fine if we can find the information of Kickporter.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay, no problem. Any other points to raise for EG? No, okay. We'll move on to the WLCG section of the meeting. So I didn't see anything in the reports, and nobody entered anything for WLCG issues coming from the rocks or sites. Does anybody have anything they wanted to raise? Nope, okay. So moving on, we have the service intervention, WLCG service interventions. Only one added, which I'm just wondering if this is old, actually. I'm not sure. Decommissioning of the SL3 worker nodes at Daisy HH. The queues will be drained. Oh, no, it's not old. The queues will be drained 21st of September and finally shut down on the 24th of September. And the worker nodes will be reinstalled with SL4 and included in the existing new CE. And you have the node name on the agenda page. So that's an upcoming intervention. Are there any other interventions that people know of, that the Tier 1 sites know of, for the next couple of weeks?
Hi Nick, it's Derek Arrell. Yeah, we're taking one of our RBs offline, which will affect Alice and LHCB to do some database maintenance. It was broadcast, but I think it only went to the specific VOs.
Okay, that's fine, as long as they know. Okay, thanks Derek.
Yes, brought it Triumph. There'll be some downtime this next weekend for some power work, which will extend into Monday when we'll move completely to the new machinery. So this has been broadcast and there's a downtime booked.
Okay, excellent. Okay, thanks, Rob. Any of the other Tier 1s? Nope. Okay. So let's move on. We've got the FTS service review.
Okay, so there's a couple of issues about the FTS 2.0 deployment, a couple of issues we've noted on the software side. So if you're using SRM copy channels and you've changed the timeout on the SRM copy channels when you upgraded from FTS 1.5 to FTS 2.0, there's a potential problem in that the timeout, the configuration value to change the timeout has a problem, and it means that the timeout you set in the configuration file won't work. So we published a workaround to this, which is just to set another configuration value, and this has been sent on FTS users. So this was causing some problem. It was noted with CMS on quite a few of their channels, their SRM copy channels, that the timeout that you set isn't used. It reverts to the default, so a workaround for that is available. The other problem we noticed with CMS was the software has a problem with cancellation. So when FedEx cancels jobs that have been hanging around for too long, the FTS doesn't cancel them fast enough. It does cancel them eventually, but it just doesn't cancel them fast enough. And this has been causing quite a lot of problems on various channels. So this requires a software patch, which is coming quite soon. So that's the main things about the software. So moving to the normal sort of site review, we've had a couple of problems in the last week. There's been a problem at CERN on CASTOR, I think. There was a problem with tape mounts, and this has caused quite a few timeouts on the CERN end, and I think the problem is now resolved. So the problem...
Last few days.
So this is the last few days, so that problem is now resolved. And the other problems we saw in the last week were at INFN. There's been a lot of timeouts and sort of random errors when contacting the SRM. So is there anyone from INFN who could comment on the problems? Let me see.
Hi all, we had some problem last week after the down of the computing center, and now I think that the things are running quite better than last week.
Okay, thanks. Okay, so does anyone have any questions about the issues observed on the current FTS software?
Just a question.
Yeah. So this is channels where instead of doing a third-party copy between the two HTTP servers, we delegate the responsibility for the transfer to the SRM.
This is a new feature coming with FTS?
No, this is typically something, it's also an FTS 1.5, but it's typically something that you do with a dcache. You ask the dcache to do the copy instead of the FTS. So are there any questions about these fixes? These problems.
Where are they available?
So the copy timeout has a workaround which has already been sent out on FTS users.
I'll put it in the minutes of this meeting as well.
Got a link there. The cancellation problem, we are making a patch today or tomorrow, so it should be out in a week or two, a couple of weeks, I guess. The average time, so. That should come out soon.
Yeah, if it needs it quickly, we can push it through.
I got a question about the CERN FTS channels. There's this query on the Atlas list about a channel from CERN to NICF LPROD, which doesn't exist. So that there is a CERN to SARA, but these are two different sites in terms of the information system.
Yes, can you send that query to FTS support if it's not already there? Because I haven't seen this one. So, I mean, the issue is that the channels are at the moment the channels can only be configured between two GOCDB sites. So the CERN SARA channel is between CERN Prod and SARA Matrix, I think, at the minute. So maybe we need a separate channel for CERN NICF if this is a problem, but. So, but anyway, if you could send the issue to FTS support, we can look at it there.
Okay.
Okay, anybody else, any questions? No? Okay, so moving on to the experiment reports. We have from Atlas, they have noticed some sites in order to run Atlas production have been installing Python 32 library. They're reminding everybody that Python 32 is not supported anymore, so they'll be discussing at the next Atlas task force, which is 1 week from today, what the best policy will be. So I don't know if there's anything to add.
I mean, their effort was pretty clear. It was a gigas ticket that was submitted by Andreas Holt, Stacy, and we wouldn't have other sites to follow this kind of solution right now.
Okay.
Since it's not it's not working actually. If you don't do another workaround by linking the Python to Python, and actually Python will be shipped in the Atlas software installation. So
okay. We
will discuss it in a task force, but we will address this solution to the sites later on.
Okay, thanks. Any questions from the sites on that? So I guess the thing is to, if you're thinking of installing the Python 32 library, hold fire. Don't do it just yet. Wait for Atlas to finish this discussion. Okay. I didn't see reports from anybody else. I don't know if CMS or LHCB. Anybody? Any of the other VOs had anything? Do I have any of the VOs online that want to say anything?
Nope, okay. I don't know if service coordination, if there's anything that Harry...
Well, the information we have from CHEP was that the CSA 07 will not really start data movement out of CERN until the week of the 24th of September. So two weeks from now. They're doing event transformations at the moment into high-level trigger type events. So 2 weeks before the data flow really starts.
Okay. Any questions? Okay, so that's the WLCG part of the meeting. We move on to the OSG items. Is there anything? Do we have OSG on the line, actually? I forgot to ask. Do we have Rob or anybody? I guess I don't know. Because unfortunately, I know that Maria, I just remembered, I forgot to put an item on the agenda. Maria was asking to have the discussion with them.
I want to have a permanent item every week.
Oh,
because Ruth claims that there is an OSG participation every week. So instead of going to the ROC managers meeting and cry about OSG tickets, we should discuss them here. Mm.
Okay.
But if we now we have no OSG participation, and for the analysis of the tickets, OSG claims that they are closed in their system. And simply the updates are not passed over to GDAS. We need to take this offline and discuss it within GDAS, which we do tomorrow morning at 10. But from Monday next, if the ticket, if the escalation reports are clean and they have true new tickets, then OSG participants will be helpful.
Okay. So can we just check again? Do we have anybody from OSG? No, OSG GOC? No? Okay. I'll contact them to make sure that we get participation next week. Okay, so moving on. Review of the action items. I realised I've got the wrong action list attached to the agenda, so I'll fix that. But anyway, it's pretty much the same items. So, item 36, how the COD should deal with failing CPS sites. Well, now I'm back from CHEP, the WLCG workshop, etc. I'll be following this up a little bit more. So we should hopefully get this result quite soon, in progress. And the only other action item I had was item 59, which is to do with the possible node and site states within the GOCDB, so to do with monitoring and downtime and when monitoring can be switched on and off and this sort of thing. So I think this is still in progress because people have been on vacation or at CHEP or various other places. So it's in progress. If we don't resolve it before, there will be a discussion at EGO7 in one of the, probably in the COD session there. Any questions on these? Okay. So any other business? All quiet. Everybody's at CHEP and nobody broke.
Nick, sorry.
Hi.
Man speaking. Well, I would like to add a comment about the EN2P3 downtime because due to network maintenance, the KIC portal will be unreachable on Tuesday, September 18th from midday until 1 o'clock p.m. in UTC time.
Okay.
So we don't envisage using the failover process in this case because the setting hub of the failover would be greater than the period of downtime.
Okay. Okay, fine. So it's expected to be 1 hour, is that correct?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Okay, fine. That should be fine. Okay, any other business? No? Okay, thanks. So the next meeting will be next week. Same time. Okay, thanks then. Bye.
Bye-bye.